AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Malaysia's police chief says that 17 suspected militants have been detained for allegedly plotting to carry out terrorist attacks in the country's largest city, Kuala Lumpur. He says two of them had just returned from Syria. British police have arrested a 16-year-old girl on terrorism charges.
Police in Manchester say the girl was arrested following a raid at her Manchester home on Friday. The girl has not been named and she has been freed on bail until an end of May hearing. Police say she was arrested on suspicion of engaging in conduct in preparation for acts of terrorism as part of an ongoing investigation. The number of terrorism-related arrests in Britain has surged in recent months as an increasing number of Britons try to travel to Syria to link up with Islamic State group there. Martha McDowick, London.
After a scathing report from a top journalism school, Rolling Stone magazine Sunday night retracted that widely discredited article about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia. The Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism's report, undertaken at the magazine's request, concluded the story failed to meet proper journalistic standards. The AP's Larry O'Dell reports the accused fraternity had denied the event happened.
The Charlottesville police said that they could not say that something didn't happen to Jackie, but they could not confirm that anything happened the way it was described in Rolling Stone. And the victim, Jackie, did not cooperate in the investigation.
California Governor Jerry Brown sticking up for his decision to excuse farmers from his order to use less scarce water in the state.
Farm workers who are at the very low end of the economic scale here are out of work. There are people in agriculture areas that are really suffering. We're providing food.
Governor Jerry Brown appearing on ABC's This Week talking about the water ban. This is AP Radio News. Major League Baseball's average salary on opening day Sunday set a record at $4.2 million, according to calculations by the Associated Press. That's up more than 6% from last year's opening average of $3.95 million. More from AP sports writer Ron Blum.
The most eye-popping number is probably the Los Angeles Dodgers. They have a record $270 million payroll, and $44 million of that's going to players no longer on the team.
The New York Yankees, whose 15-year streak as the top spender was stopped by the Dodgers last year, are second with a payroll of $219 million. In Canberra, cheers for Prince Harry as he arrived to place a wreath at Australia's National War Memorial. It was the British Royals' only scheduled public appearance of a month-long attachment to the Australian Army. He'll be embedded with a number of Australian Army units. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.